Now it's time for me to go and haunt the Opera House. I'll see you on stage.
Hi CNA Lifestyle, my name is Grace Roberts and I play Christine Daae in The Phantom of the Opera. Now, let's go backstage so that I can introduce you to some of the magic behind the musical. Here we have the iconic chandelier that has a major part in our production, named after our incredible original director Hal Prince, which is very subtly noted at the back of the chandelier, so the audience wouldn't necessarily see this.
In 2019, when this production opened, sadly, Hal Prince passed away in that year, and we dedicated this chandelier to Hal.
And also the bulbs kind of flicker on and off as the chandelier rises at the beginning of the show, which is quite an incredible bit of lighting design. It's made of thousands of beads. And Sandy, do we ever lose any gems?
We do sometimes. Occasionally, as it crashes to the stage, a string will break and we have beads on the stage, but they never go over the audience.
Being in front of something so enormous coming at you, I mean, luckily it's not at the speed of light, so you're not actually in fear of your life, but very first rehearsal, I still remember looking up at it and being like, I can't believe I'm in the Phantom of the Opera watching this iconic prop crash towards me. Every girl's dream.
Over here we've got the organ out of the iconic scene in the Phantom's lair underneath the Paris Opera House, or the Palais Garnier. This is his home where he's actually composing a lot of the music. You can see here that he's actually composing Don Juan on the organ when Christine's in his lair asleep on the boat.
I'm normally sitting in it like this, kind of looking outward, and it's quite a sturdy structure to be
fair.
It is.
What a lot of people don't know is it's actually driven by a remote control. So there's a motor and an engine underneath the cushions here. It's actually a really stressful job. A lot of rehearsal that goes into the part of the boat driver. We've only got a couple because it takes many hours of work. So yeah, they're boat specialists really. Monkey.
It's used quite a few times in the show. And it's present in the auction scene when it's being auctioned off. It's present in the first lair scene and the final lair scene. And I think we have a backup monkey also.
We do. We have two of them that travel with us.
Just in case, because it's so important, you know.
Something interesting that not many people know about the monkey is in the sequel to Phantom of the Opera, Love Never Dies. So it's one thing that the Phantom has managed to get the monkey out of the lair when he disappears and to Coney Island to stay with him.
That's quite a happy story.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of changes in this show. Christine goes through a lot of different costumes during the show, and one of the most impressive ones is called the gala skirt, which is right here. I will try and pick it up because she's a heavy girl. She weighs about 20 kilos, and she's involved in a quick change on stage. And this is one of my favorite skirts, so she is incredibly heavy. One more that I think that everybody will recognize is the amazing, we like to call it the Star Princess dress, actually inspired by the sunset. So you can kind of see the blending there from like a blue to a pink, and then you have this gorgeous little cap sleeve and all of this detailing along the top. So basically this one is really famous and a lot of the fans love this dress, and I love wearing it because it's my lightest costume. Now I'm going to introduce you to someone who goes through quite the transformation during the show.
Oh, hi, CNA Lifestyle. My name is Ben Forster and I play the Phantom. Why don't you come on in? The process is really difficult. It takes 2 hours, which is a really long time, but you have to have your face all cleaned and ready and prepped for all the glue. Then you have to get a bald cap put on your head, which is HD fitted.
This is actually the worst bit of the process because you can't breathe.
It's like kind of movie ready. Quite a strange process, seeing yourself go completely bald every night, and then everything sort of gets stuck to that and to your face. Everything is hand painted. Firstly, the prosthetic is prepared and hand painted, and then as soon as that goes on your head, it all gets blended in and hand painted and made more bald. There's a lot of work, and it's a really artistic job for the person that does that every day. The process of having the Phantom mask made for you has changed quite a lot over the years. Now, with the amazing forms of technology, you have a 3D scan, which see a 3D prints a real-life head, and they build the prosthetic onto that with the mask. To wear the full get-up of the Phantom of the Opera is exhausting, it's hot, it's sweaty, it's not at all glamorous, but it's also one of the biggest and most beautiful joys of a costume that you can wear. For that night, you are the Phantom of the Opera, and it is such an iconic role, and that is a gift that I will never get over.
The worst thing about this whole process is that for the whole show, I can't use my phone. Facial recognition does not work, which actually I'm quite pleased about, because if my phone thought this was me, I'd be upset.
Now it's time for me to go and haunt the Opera House. I'll see you on stage.
See you on stage.